Let's read the book of Ruth.
路德记的第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
在士师记的后面，路德记。
It is the book after the book of Judges.
这是我们这个礼拜的读经进度。
It is the Bible reading progress that we have for this week.
路德记第一章的十九节。
Chapter 1 verse 19 of Ruth.Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem, and it happened when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the woman said, Is this Naomi?
十九节说两个人同行来到伯利恒。
Here it says the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem.
那这两个是谁？
And who are these two?
一个就是拿厄米。
And one is Naomi.
那一个就是路德。
And one is Ruth.
这个拿厄米是婆婆，路德是媳妇。
Naomi is mother-in-law, and Ruth is the daughter-in-law.
那他们来到伯利恒。
When they came to Bethlehem.
那伯利恒在哪里？
Where is Bethlehem?
伯利恒是神应许给以色列百姓迦南地里面的一个城。
It is a city located within Canaan, the promised land that God has granted to the Israelites.
那这个伯利恒这个字本身代表粮食之仓。
And what does Bethlehem mean? It means the house of harvest.
就是表示非常丰富、丰盛的意思。
It means full of abundant grace.
那两个人同行来到伯利恒。
And as these two journey together to Bethlehem.
对拿厄米来说，这是回归。
And for Naomi, this is to return.
因为她本来就是住在伯利恒。
Because she originally resided in Bethlehem.
那对路德来讲。
And for Ruth.
这是一条新的旅程。
This is a new journey for her life.
因为她从来没有到过伯利恒。
Because she had never journeyed to Bethlehem in her whole life.
她是住在摩亚地的一个外邦的女子。
She is a Gentile who came from the land of Moab.
那这两个人同行回到伯利恒。
And these two journey together to go to Bethlehem.
这两个人的命运都有极大的改变。
And the fate of their lives had a great change.
当然从后面我们看得出来是从不好变成更好。
As a result of this journey, returning to Bethlehem from bad into good.
那我们就来思想这两个人同行今天对我们来讲代表什么。
And so today we would like to study what does it mean for these two to journey together and what does it mean to our spiritual lives today.
在旧约圣经里面以斯帖记。
In the Old Testament, there is a book called Esther.
里面没有提到神这一个字，连一次都没有。
In that book, it does not even mention the word God at all in the entire book.
但是以斯帖记里面神的作为、神的带领、神的恩典非常清楚。
It is unmistakable, the footprints and the handiwork of God and his miracles and signs.
你没有办法推诿。
No one can refute the work of God in that book.
我就在生活中的体验。
It is through all the daily experiences that experience God.
那在路德记里面，从第一章到最后一章，没有提过爱这个字，没有一次都没有。
And in the book of Ruth, likewise, it never mentioned the word love from the beginning of the book to the end of the book.
但是在路德记里面，神的爱非常清楚。
Yet you can see the evidence of God's great love through this story.
人的爱也非常的清楚。
And it's also very evident the love from the other people.
所以我们从路德记就是要学习怎么来面对神的爱怎么用爱来对待别人。
And so from the book of Ruth, we can learn about the love of God and how to love others using this love.
首先路德拿厄米从摩亚地归回。
And firstly, Naomi returned from Moab to Bethlehem.
为什么要归回？
Why does she need to return?
你到摩亚地就住在那里就好了，为什么还要再回来呢？
If she already lived in Moab for so many years, why did she return to Bethlehem?
我们现在回来看路德记的第一章。
Let's turn to Ruth chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第一章第六节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread.
这个拿俄米住在摩亚地，他听见神眷顾他自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们。
When Naomi was living in Moab, she heard in country that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread in Bethlehem.
所以他就想要回来到犹大地区。
Therefore, she desired to return back to the land of Judea.
那原来他们离开伯利恒也是因为生活发生困难。
And what was the reason why her entire family had originally moved away from Bethlehem? It was because of hardship.
那生活发生困难，压力最大的当然是一家之主，就是丈夫或者爸爸。
And when there is hardship, the person who had the greatest burden to decide will be the father of the family.
那拿俄米的丈夫就是以亚比米勒。
And at that time, Naomi's husband, Elimelech.
在第二节提到。
In verse 2.
那伊比米勒他有两个儿子。
And Elimelech had two sons.
所以可见这个家里面一共有四个人。
And so with Naomi that made four in the family.
那遇到饥荒没有东西吃当然伊比米勒他就想要怎么来解决这个困难。
When they encountered famine in Bethlehem, Elimelech tried to solve this problem of famine.
那解决困难最简单的方法就搬家搬到粮食很丰富的地方就对了。
As the head of a household decided her entire family would move to the land of Moab where there was food.
那当时粮食最丰富就是摩亚地。
And that time the land that had the abundant harvest would be the land of Moab.
那今天来讲饥荒什么意思？
And what does it mean today when we encounter famine?
我们生活需要收入，收入从工作来的。
And today our living needs are supplied for our work.
那没有工作就等于是饥荒。
And without working, then we would not be able to sustain our lives, so that would be famine.
所以人的自然就是要到哪里能够找到工作，而且找到收入越好的工作越好。
And so it is only natural for us to seek jobs wherever we reside so we will be able to sustain ourselves.
但是搬到摩亚地问题在哪里？
But what was the problem in their decision to move away from Bethlehem to Moab?
因为神应许他的选民一块流奶与蜜之地。
Because God had promised his people a land that is flowing with milk and honey.
就是迦南地。
And that was the land of Canaan.
神要在这个地方兴起他的种族。
It is there that God will build His nation of people.
这是拜独一真神的一个国度。
And this is a nation that worships the one true God.
那搬到摩亚地，这个摩亚地是没有拜独一真神。
And for them to move to Moab, it is a land that does not worship God.
而且这个摩亚地不是神应许给他们的地。
And the land of Moab was not the promised land that God had given to His people.
而且这个摩亚地是一个淫乱之地。
And the land of Moab is a land of sexual immorality.
所以人遇到困难搬到摩亚地解决困难，这是很自然的一个举动。
And so it is very natural when people encounter problems that they want to go seek for better places elsewhere to the land of Moab.
但是伊比米勒他忘记了，解决困难用这个方式会带来什么后果？
Elimelech failed to consider the consequences of his decision.
当然最大的后果就是对他们的信仰产生影响。
And the greatest consequence was the effect on their faith.
因为这等于离开神了。
Because it meant that he was departing from God and what they believed in.
那离开神的结果是什么？
And what was the consequence of him deciding to depart from God?
所以在第五节之前，我们就看第六节之前呢，我们就看到全家三个男人都死了。
We see that as a result of their move, in the verses 1-5, that all three males in their family died.
为什么我们可以活着？
Why is it that we can live today?
圣经说，神超乎众人之上。
The Bible states that God is above all.
神也关乎众人之中。
And He is through all.
我们每一天可以活着，是神的能力跟恩典灌在我们当中。
Every day we can move and exist is because God's grace and power is living in us.
而且让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
He satisfies us with our daily needs and also gives us food to and that satisfy us.
人常常把它当作理所当然。
And many times we take His blessings for granted.
但是当人离开了神，
But when people move away from God,
神把他的恩典收回。
Then God shall forsake him.
那人一天都活不下去。
And to remove his blessings, then man can no longer survive without him.
所以，从圣经看起来。
And so from the Bible's perspective,
没有一个人能够离开神过一天的生活。
If a person forsakes God, he can never really survive on his own.
那天天活着就是靠神的恩典。
Because every day we live and are sustained through God.
那一些没有离开伯利恒的人又怎么办？
What happened to the people who were facing famine who did not move from Bethlehem?
所以我们刚刚读的第六节，神又眷顾他的百姓。
We see that the Lord visited his people.
又赐粮食给他。
And by giving them bread.
所以那些坚持到底的人又是重新得到神的恩典。
And so those who persevered to the end, they were able to see the grace of God at the very end.
以撒遇到饥荒。
When Isaac encountered famine during his lifetime,
就想要学他爸爸，就搬到埃及地。
He learned from his father and tried to move to the land of Egypt for food.
那神向他显现。
But God appeared to him,
说不，你不要下埃及。
And said, you should not go down to Egypt.
要住在我指示你的这个地。
You shall dwell in the land that I have promised to you.
那对以撒来讲啊，每一天生活都很困难。
And for Isaac, every day was a difficulty that he had to face.
但是他相信神。
But because he had faith in God,
这只是一个信仰的考验。
This was only a test of his faith.
神的意念原来是赐平安、赐福气的。
For God's ways and thoughts toward us are full of peace and kindness.
因为神的本性是好的。
Because God's nature is goodness toward us.
那如果我们能够坚持到底。
And so, if we are able to keep His word and obey Him to the end,
每一个困难过去，就对神有更直接、更有力量的体验。
Then every difficulty that we entrust in Him and we have faith in Him to endure, we shall have gain more faith.
我们的跟神的关系就越坚定。
Then our relationship with God will grow even closer through these hardships.
所以以撒没有搬家。
And therefore Isaac did not move away.
那一年他田里的收成有一百倍，不是十倍，是一百倍。
In that year, his harvest yielded 100-fold.
所以这个告诉我们，生活有困难，有时候是神对我们信仰的一个操练。
And therefore, we know that sometimes when we encounter difficulties in our faith, it is a trial from God.
好像学生在学校读书。
And just as we are learning lessons at school.
到底读多少呢？需要考试。
And how much we learn is tested in our knowledge through examinations.
我们对神到底信多少呢？
And so, how much faith do we really have in God?
这么好的神，到底我们信多少呢？
And how much of this true and good God do we really believe in?
有时候遇到困难就是考试。
When we encounter difficulties and trials, that really tell how much faith we have God.
如果我们通过了，我们的信仰就进入更高的一层，我们就得更大的恩典。
If we pass the test with flying colors, then our faith will enter into another level of depth with God.
所以在这里我们可以看到亚比米勒的爱心。
And here we see the love of Elimelech.
他爱家庭。
He loved his family.
但是他所带领的方向跟神要他走的不一样。
But the way in which he loved his family, he went in a direction that was against God's will.
所以失去了神的恩典。
And therefore he lost the grace from God.
那现在路德要回来。
And so Ruth decided to return.
那路德一家现在三个寡妇。
Naomi and in her
household,
Naomi now wanted to return. In her household, there are three widows.
那拿俄米她也自觉说自己年纪大了，不能再生孩子。
And Naomi realized that her age, she's old in age, so she cannot have any more sons for these daughters.
我们大家知道，年纪大的人需要有依靠。
And for people who are advanced in age, they need a reliance.
因为年纪大就越来越返回像小孩子。
Because those who are elderly will now turn back to the times when they're like a child.
需要人来照顾。
They need people to take care of them.
所以现在拿俄米要回来。
And so when Naomi decided to return back to her homeland,
以人的常情来说，她应该叫两个儿媳跟我回来吧。
By custom, she should ask her daughter-in-laws to accompany her back.
啊，因为至少有两个人作伴，有两个帮忙她。
At least there will be two daughters to help her survive the rest of her life.
所以我们现在就看到拿俄米的爱心。
But then we see Naomi's love toward her daughter-in-laws.
好，我们来看路德记第一章。
We see Ruth chapter 1,
第八节。
Verse 8, And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me.
第九节。
9, The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept.
好，这个地方讲啊，拿俄米叫他们两个媳妇哦，赶快回去吧。
And so without considering herself, Naomi told her two daughter-in-laws to return back to their house.
为什么？
Why?
因为她觉得这两个还年轻，跟着她一个老人没有前途。
Because she felt that these two daughters were still young. There was no future for her if they were to follow Naomi.
所以你赶快回去，或者你可以找到对象，在新妇的家中建立自己的家庭，来享受你的幸福的人生。
And so Naomi thought it was in their best interest to quickly return to their mother's home and to be able to enjoy another marriage with another husband.
所以爱是什么？
And so what is love?
爱就是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek your own interest.
那这就是非常清楚的一个例子。
And this is a very good example of that.
那不求自己的益处，就是把我们所爱的人，他的益处放在我们自己益处的前面。
And so when we love others, we put the interests of others in advance of our own interests.
把自己的益处放在别人的益处前面，这个叫做自私。
And if we put our own interests ahead of other people's interests, then that is called being self-centered or selfish.
这个是我们人的本性。
And this is a natural inclination of people.
那要来改变自私，就是要有爱。
And for us to break through this barrier of selfishness, we need to have love.
就是把我们所爱的人的益处放在我们自己的前面。
We need to put other people that we love in ahead of our own interests.
那这一种不求自己的益处的爱，其实就是从神来的。
And this sacrificing or unselfish love is a love that is granted only from God.
主耶稣来到世间。
When the Lord Jesus came into this world,
那他带一个使命。
He came with a mission.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
He came to save and redeem people from their sins.
所以他在人世间，他没有享受过一天的生活。
And so in this entire world, all his days, he's never enjoyed one day of his life.
其实他在天国是有诸般的荣耀。
When he was in heaven, he enjoyed abundant glory.
但是要救人，他要下来。
For the sake of redeeming people's lives, he came into this world.
这个就是牺牲。
To suffer for us. And
这个就是不求自己的益处。
This is called sacrifice. This is called not seeking your own benefits.
那照神的律法，罪要流血才可以洁净。
According to the law of God, sins had to, without the shedding of blood, there is no redemption.
谁愿意流血呢？
But who is willing to give of their blood?
血就是代表生命。
For blood represents life.
所以主耶稣到他传道的后期，圣经说他面向耶路撒冷。
And so toward the end of Jesus' ministry, it said that he set his face toward Jerusalem.
他知道去耶路撒冷要做什么。
He knew what was waiting him when he went to Jerusalem.
像一头羔羊要被宰杀。
For he was like a lamb that was to be slaughtered before people's presence.
但是他定义要去耶路撒冷。
Yet he set his face like a flint toward Jerusalem.
他不求自己的益处。
For he did not seek his own benefit.
他要为人类的救恩来牺牲他自己。
For the sake of the salvation of all mankind, he gave of himself.
所以今天在我们的家里面，如果要有这种不求自己的益处这个爱，最好的方法就是让神的爱来充满我们家庭。
So today, if we are to live out this love that is full of sacrifice, then we need to allow the love of God to fill our hearts.
所以当一个人真正进入信仰的核心，就是进到神的爱里面。
And therefore, if we are able to enter into the essence of God, which is the depth of the love of God,
and
we will not find that we do not seek any of our own interests anymore.
我们的家庭生活是不求自己的益处,
then our daily living, our family will not seek each own.
我们爱每一个人, 我们都把家里面的人的益处放在自己的前面。
Everyone would put other people's interests ahead of their own interests.
忽然间我们就发现家庭非常温暖。
And all of a sudden, this family becomes very warm and loving.
家庭像天国。
Then this house shall become like heaven above on
这是,
earth.
这是绝对可能的。
And this is truly possible.
很多家庭的纷争哦, 怎么意见不同, 讲到最后就是缺乏爱。
Many quarrels and controversies and conflicts in families is a result of lack of love.
哎呀, 爱是不求自己的益处。
And love does not seek its own benefits.
好, 那我们再看, 啊, 第三种爱。
Let's look at a third love that is present in this chapter.
就是他的媳妇对他的爱。
It is the love of the daughter-in-law to the mother-in-law.
好, 我们看11节, 请,
Let's look at verse 11. But
第一章路德记一章十一节。第一章十一节路德记。
But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husband? Turn back, my daughters."
他第一次叫他的两个媳妇说回去吧，他们放声而哭啊，在第九节。
And so in verse 9, the first time when Naomi told her daughter-in-law to return, they cried and wept with her.
因为他们确实爱拿俄米。
Because they truly love Naomi.
因为一个有爱的人，确实很容易被人所爱。
Because a person who is very loving will surely be loved by others.
那拿俄米就第二次再说回去吧。
But then the second time Naomi spoke and said, "Go back."
我有没有办法再生孩子，让你们有丈夫呢？
There are still sons in my womb that you may have your husbands.
我们看十四节。
Then we look at verse 14.
这个两个媳妇啊，也放声而哭，确实是很爱拿俄米。
Then again they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her.
这两个媳妇就做不同的决定。
And we see that there are different decisions made by these two daughter-in-laws.
那这个厄巴尔就与婆婆亲嘴而别。
And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law.
她想到, 啊, 拿俄米讲的是真的。
For she recognized the truth in the counsel of her mother-in-law.
我很爱我的婆婆, 但是我自己的前途也很重要。
I love my mother-in-law, but my future is also very important to me.
所以这两个冲突啊。
And so there was a conflict of interest.
那怎么办呢?
So what should she do?
既然婆婆叫我回去,
Since my mother-in-law told me to return home,
实在是舍不得了, 放声而哭,
even though I cannot bear it and I cry,
那她最后就离与婆婆亲嘴而别。
Yeah, at the very end, she kissed her mother-in-law and departed.
那这个爱就是一般人的爱。
And this type of love Orpah had was the normal kind of love other people may have in this world.
我们对人的爱, 常常是有一个限度。
Our love toward others has its limits.
那达到一个限度, 我们就没有再多的爱能够爱别人。
And when we reach this limit, we do not have any more love to give to others.
因为我们也有我们自己的前途。
Because we have our own future to think about.
厄巴尔离开拿俄米,
and after Orpah left Naomi,
她得到什么?
What did she receive?
很可能她在结婚有一个很幸福的家庭,
Maybe
有很多孩子。
She remarried and had a very blessed family with many children.
但是厄巴尔离开拿俄米, 她失去什么?
But what did she leave behind when she left her mother-in-law?
可能她没有想过。
She maybe never considered this in her life.
她是一个外邦人,
she was a Gentile.
跟神的国是没有份的,
she has no part in the kingdom of God.
但是现在因为结婚,
but now as a result of her marriage,
所以她才跟神的选民因为婚姻的关系有这个关系。
And so through her marriage, she now has a part with the people of God.
那现在她为着前途离开她婆婆,
yet for the sake of her future, she chose to leave.
因为她爱自己。
Because she loved herself more.
所以她就失去了, 神的国这永远的福分。
And so she lost this portion forever with the people of God.
那这是, 第三种人世间的爱。
And so this is a third type of love that we can find is the love in this world.
第四个爱就是路德的爱。
And the fourth type of love is the love of Ruth.
我们看十四节。
And we look at verse 14.
最后一句说，路德舍不得拿俄米。
But Ruth clung to Naomi.
那如果我们看路德记的第四章。
If we look at Ruth chapter 4.
十五节。
Verse 15.
路德记第四章十五节，请读。
Ruth chapter 4, verse 15. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him.
这里说，有人就告诉拿俄米呢，因为你这个路德是爱慕你的。
And here it says that your daughter-in-law loves you.
拿俄米是老人啊。
And we know Naomi is advanced in age.
当然路德是年轻的。
And Ruth is a young one.
要让一个年轻人来爱老年人，这真的是要有很真实的爱，不然很难。
And for a young person to be able to love an elderly person, it is truly a love from God.
为什么？
And why is
this? 因为前面说，他要奉养你的老。
For she shall take care of you in your advanced age.
就是说，有责任的，这个爱是有责任的。
Nourisher of your old age, for this means this love bears responsibility.
谁都不愿意有责任。
No one likes to take on additional responsibility.
没有责任，一身轻，很自由。
And without responsibility, you're free to do whatever you wish.
所以路德对拿俄米这个爱是超越一般人间的爱。
And so the love that Ruth had for her mother-in-law, Naomi, went beyond the love of this world.
拿俄米已经两次说，为着你的前途离开吧。
Even though two times her mother-in-law Naomi exhorted her to go back to her family.
所以拿俄米想得很清楚，你跟我是没前途的。
Because Naomi told her, there's nothing I can offer you. You have no future with me.
但是当路德选择拿俄米。
But yet Ruth made the decision to choose Naomi.
她已经没有想到自己的前途。
She had already canceled her own wishes and her own future.
那我们就想没有为自己前途着想，是不是等于没有前途？
Now, let's think about this. If a person gives up the thoughts of his own future, does that mean he has no future?
这是一个很自然我们会想到的问题。
This is a question we will naturally ask.
那很多人就是因为没有为自己前途着想，就等于没有前途，所以我为着我的前途，我要牺牲我对别人的爱。
So many people may think, because many people do not think about their own future or plan for it, so I must think of my own future at whatever cost it may mean to others.
但是爱是什么？
But what is love?
圣经说神就是爱。
The Bible says God is love.
所以当一个人为着神或者为着爱别人，
So when a person, for the sake of God or for the sake of other people,
虽然没有为自己前途着想，
and even though they do not think of their own future,
但是我们可以看到他的前途一定是蒙福的。
Yet their future shall be full blessing by God.
因为他做的是神喜欢的。
Because what they do is pleasing to God.
好，我们现在来看第一章。
Let's turn back to Ruth chapter 1.
十六节。
Verse 16.But Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God.
17节.
Verse 17, Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.
爱如死一样坚强。
And this love is as strong as the bonds of death.
路德爱拿俄米爱到什么程度？
And so how strong was this bond of love between Ruth and Naomi?
能够使你跟我相离。
Unless death do us apart, there shall be nothing that parts you and me.
非常的强。
And so this love is very strong.
那这样的爱到最后的结果是什么？
And so what was the result of this love from Ruth?
第一个。神安排路德跟波阿斯结婚。
Firstly, God miraculously arranged the marriage of Boaz and Ruth to be married.
第二章里面提到很多的巧合。
And in the second chapter, we see a lot of miraculous coincidences.
这么多田，他恰巧来到波阿斯的田。
That out of all the fields to clean, Ruth happened to be in the field of Boaz.
那他到波阿斯田那个时刻，恰巧波阿斯到那里。
And coincidentally, that when she was gleaning, it happened to be the time when Boaz came to visit his laborers.
好几个恰巧连在一起，这就不是恰巧，这是神的安排。
And when there are so many miraculous coincidences together, we know it is not a coincidence, but the wonderful arrangement of God.
那神的安排让她跟波阿斯结婚。
It is God's wonderful design that she was able to marry with Boaz.
啊，这个波阿斯是个非常有爱心的。
And Boaz was a man of great love.
跟他讲很多恩慈的话，安慰他。
He spoke many words of grace to encourage Ruth.
这就是他的前途。
And this was her future.
是神安排的。
This is the arrangement of God.
我们再看当时亚伯兰要为他的仆人娶一个太太。
And we see when Abraham wanted to have his servant to find a wife for his son.
那到最后是谁变成亚伯兰的媳妇？
And we see who was the one that eventually became the daughter-in-law to Abraham.
利百加。
It was Rebecca.
那为什么利百加会变成亚伯兰的媳妇？
And how was it that Rebecca can become the daughter-in-law of Abraham?
因为她做了亚伯兰的仆人所没有要求她做的。
Because she did an act of love that his servant did not ask her to do.
就是拿水给骆驼喝。
Which is to carry water for the camels to drink.
当时那个水井很深啊。
At that time, the wells are very deep.
叫一个少女要打一桶水都不简单啊。
For a young woman to go down and carry one pail of water is not easy at all.
那这个骆驼可以喝几十加仑的水。
And the camels can take in many gallons of water at a time.
所以当利百加说，让我也拿水给你的骆驼喝。
And so when Rebecca offered that I will carry the water for your camels to drink as well.
他已经做了他本来不需要做的。
She was doing something that was beyond her responsibility.
他为什么会做？
And that was not necessary for her to do, yet she did it.
他有爱。
And why did she do that? It was because of her love.
那他这样做就决定了他的前途。
And because of her love, this determined her future.
所以在这里，跟波斯结婚以后，到最后就生的后裔就是大卫。
And therefore, after Ruth married Boaz, she was blessed, and her grandson later on was King David.
然后照着圣经的预言，大卫的后裔要生出救主。
And in accordance with the promised prophecies of the Bible, David's descendant would appear Messiah.
所以这两个人同行。
And so when these two journeyed together,
回到伯利恒。
To return to Bethlehem,
两个人命运都改变了。
Both of their destinies were changed.
拿俄米从苦再回到甜。
From Naomi, it was from bitterness to sweetness.
路德从外邦人变成神的选民。
And for Ruth, it was from Gentile into a chosen people of God.
这是一种爱的一段旅程。
And this is because of a journey of love.
这是一段蒙福的旅程。
And this is a journey of blessings and grace from God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
468.
468.